This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Kerry Wiefald, Agriculture Marketing Director with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, joins us. And Kerry, the 2020 Kansas Ag Growth Summit in a virtual form recently took place.
And we couldn't be happier with the results that we've had. This past year, we looked at opportunities to continue promoting agriculture in the many sectors that economically contribute to our state's vitality. Starting on July 20th, and wrapping up on August 20th, the Department of Agriculture hosted 17 virtual sessions focusing on everything from pet food to the wheat industry to the specialty crop and livestock industry. We hosted 3 crossover sessions highlighting agriculture's voice in state initiatives, protecting our supply chain, and then also international trade. And then we came together on August 20th to have a virtual summit that brought many aspects from the sector sessions and the crossover sessions into an actual summit. The governor was able to deliver a message, as was Secretary Beam. And then our special guest was Ken Isley, who's the administrator of the USDA Foreign Agriculture Service. That was a real treat having him talk about Kansas commodities grown in local communities, but having an impact on the global market. We had more than 1,200 participants this year and 165 panelists and speakers that participated in at least one session.
And you had a good session on soybeans and other oilseeds as well.
The beauty of ag growth is that we pull together farmers, ranchers, agribusinesses, commodity commissions, and we talk freely about what it might take to continue supporting that specific crop or that specific industry, and then what can be done to help advance the special interest, whether that's further processing, transportation, how do we enhance support for programs designed to benefit farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses, not only on the local level, but advocating in Topeka with our state legislature and making sure Kansas has a seat at the table if we're going global. And this year, we offered for the first time a voluntary Ag Heroes program where people across the state could nominate someone in their community who's gone above and beyond during this time of COVID to help their community. So this year we recognized for the first time, we called them Ag Heroes. So we had 10 Kansans or groups of Kansans, because we had a 4-H club in there, recognized for their good efforts and their good deeds in their communities. And then we also had 12 honorable mentions.
That's Kerry Wiefald, Agriculture Marketing Director at the Kansas Department of Agriculture, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.